This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira. Thumma amma ba'd. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you from living through the last signs of the Day of Judgment. Say ameen jama'ah. But not all of them are something to say. It's kind of like with apocalyptic kind of signs. Sometimes are different. And this is one of the hadith about the signs of the Day of Judgment, or the last signs of the Day of Judgment. I was mentioned by Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala fi Riyadh al-Salihin, Kitab al-Manthurat wal-Mulah, the book of miscellaneous hadith of significant matters. Hadith number 1824. قال وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه وارضاه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يكون خليفة من خلفائكم في آخر الزمان يحث المال ولا يعده. رواه مسلم. He said that Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu reported the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, from your khalifas, means your leaders, your caliphs, there will be one in the last days who will distribute wealth without measure. Like without counting it, basically. Hadith rawahu Muslim. Did we live this time or not, ya jama'ah? Did we live this time or not yet? Wasn't that the time of Ronald Reagan? Not the Khalifa of Muslims, right? No, but seriously, this is related to something else the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the hadith. When Rasulullah ﷺ talked about, it scares me sometimes living the time we're living, the time of prosperity. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he said in the hadith, قال, تَكُونُ فِتْنَةً. There will be two fitnas or two trials that people are going to go through. فِتْنَةُ السَّرَّى وَفِتْنَةُ الضَّرَّى. فِتْنَةُ السَّرَّى, the trial of prosperity and abundance, which is what we really live today, subhanAllah. I mean, you go to a grocery store, how many brands do you see from the same item you want to buy? What kind of fruit do you see there? Things that you've never even dreamt of seeing today. Even, subhanAllah, some of these fruits and some of these items, they cross, pollinating together to get you something unique and different, and subhanAllah. Weird stuff. All that kind of thing. Abundance. Alhamdulillah, in terms of mashallah, houses, cars, lifestyles, all that stuff, abundance. Then he says, قَالْ ثُمَّ تَكُونُ بَعْدَ فِتْنَةُ الضَّرَّى. And that's completely the opposite. All that prosperity that you see today, there will be a time when it's going to go be all gone. Allahu musta'an. And subhanAllah, the more sophisticated our societies become, the more fragile they become. The more dependent we are on technology and electricity and all that kind of stuff, what happens to us? The poor quality we start having of our lives. Imagine last night it started flickering. Right? You guys saw the electricity start flickering in the area over here? What happens? All the kids came downstairs, mashallah. Why? Because the internet went off. We're so dependent on these technologies that unfortunately we're just kind of losing connection with it. Unfortunately. So the Prophet doesn't speak about fitnatul darra, that fitna, nasallahu alayhi wa sallam, when all that prosperity is gone, we won't even know how to live our lives anymore. We can't. We're dependent on technology, completely dependent on the technology. Even when it comes to remembering your own phone number, or your own bank account number, or your own whatever number that you have to memorize, you depend on your phone to check that number these days, subhanAllah. Imagine laqada, that prosperity is gone, what's going to happen to us? So here, hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam speaking about a time of prosperity. قَالْ يَكُونُ خَلِيفَةٌ مِّنْ خُلَفَائِكُمْ فِي آخِرِ الزَّمَانِ. The end of time, one of your leaders, one of your rulers, will have so much wealth that he gives away without measure. Now, some ulama, they said that was at the time of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. At the time of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. Because at the time of Uthman, the conquest that happened during the time of Umar, the benefit of it started being reaped in the time of Uthman. All the conquests of Persia and Sham and Egypt and Yemen, all that stuff, all that wealth starts accumulating towards the time of Uthman radiallahu anhu was in great abundance that people, subhanAllah, were just speaking about it as if it was the end of time for them. Like I said, wow, there's so much wealth, it's the end of time already. Other ulama, they say, was Umar ibn Abdul Aziz time. And then they start speaking about other times and what the ulama, they say, look, when it comes to ahadith al-fitan, the ahadith of the fitan and the hadith of the end of time, you cannot specify a specific era to it. And you cannot specify to a specific geographical location, because when people in Spain were going through what they were going through, they thought it was the end of time. But people in the east, in Baghdad and Mashal Iraq, was doing well. So completely different perspectives in regards to the fit and the trials of that time. So for us, we don't know. One of the shuruh, the explanation of the hadith, says, look, this probably is speaking about Al-Mahdi, like way toward the end of time. When Al-Mahdi comes out, it will be a time when Allah subhanahu will put barakah in his effort. There will be conquest in the east and the west and even in Europe. So it will be a lot of abundance. And that will be the Khalifa the Prophet was speaking about. He will be given without measure. And we know that this could be the one, because right during his time, what happens next? All the other signs are going to start coming after him. Ad-Dajjal is going to come out, and then Isa alayhi salam will come down, and then eventually Ya'juj wa Ma'juj, and all these different signs, and then it will be the end of time afterwards. So Allah Ta'ala alam, what does it mean, to what level the wealth is going to be? But all what I'm asking is that, wallahi, it is a fitna. The time that we're living in today is a fitna, and the fitna of As-Sarra, people don't pay attention to it, and requires so much shukr. So much shukr and gratitude on our part that we ask Allah to preserve this ni'mah for us. Because if we look at it, wallahi, you might realize we don't even deserve that. We don't deserve that ni'mah, subhanAllah, because look how much Allah is blessing us with and how much we're giving back in terms of shukr, in terms of gratitude, in terms of ibadah and worship. How much in terms of ratio, if you dedicate your time and your hours and your minutes regarding, you know, your ibadah versus what you do on other things, even if it was just neutral halal matters, yani, subhanAllah. But still, it's not devotion and ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is one of those trials of the end of time. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from this, ya Rabbil Alameen. So please make sure that whenever you recognize a ni'mah that Allah blessed you with, make sure to do a lot of shukr and show a lot of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For that, may Allah preserve you now upon you, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu alam. Any questions, Jama'ah?
In the 1970, an experiment done by the behavioral psychologist, his name is John Calhoun, the Mouse Utopia experiment, where he made a lot of abundance of food and drinks for mice. Then they start to reproduce. So apparently the logical says more resources, more people, everything is going to prosper. But he found that there was a change in the behavior of the mice.
No.
They became more aggressive, and even he noticed that their sexual behavior started to be different, especially the
female. Is it because of the overpopulating the space?
But he was giving, that's one part, but he was giving also abundance of food. He noticed there was some weird change in the behavior. So now the population, they say, surpassed about 8 billion in population.
No.
We do have, all the economists says, we have a surplus and abundance of so many material things.
So abundance will change people's behavior. So and eventually...
Changing the behavior now, you know, homosexuality and all those things, that also happened with the mice. I know, cannot compare mice to humans, but I think there's some scientific basis to what's going on, which is mentioned also in the Quran, when it was at Allah, the rizq al-nasi al-baqa.
Nah, so much abundance, it's not necessarily a good thing. It could be a trial, like the Prophet called it, fitnatu sarra. Because with that, a lot of behavior changes. Yani it becomes so entitled, we become so spoiled. We change the fitrah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is so much liability comes with so much abundance. But with shukr and with gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will be inshallah preserved in Allah azza wa jal. Wallahu alam. خير إن شاء الله. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.